Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
The private business world does not get a day off today, especially the insurance business. This is a very busy, all-hands-on-deck day as the Affordable Care Act takes effect, government shutdown notwithstanding. We spoke with two representatives of the insurance business who are ready for this day. Gary Mizell is CEO of Western Health Advantage, a nonprofit and regional health insurance company in California, a small company but a big player. Western specializes in coverage for small employers. And Ray Smithberger is the chief operating officer of individual and family plans for Cigna, one of the largest health insurance companies in the country with over 11 million customers. Cigna will be participating in the federal marketplaces in four states and in the Colorado market, which is a state-based exchange. Like politics, Smithberger told us, all health insurance is local.
Individual health insurance is a local buying decision. So in order to be competitive in these local markets, you need to act like a local company. And while we are a national carrier, we do have local capabilities that do allow us to create specific networks for hospitals and physicians within those markets, and also leverage a lot of the great tools that we offer to national employers.
Now, I'm an enrollee of Cigna through my union, AFTRA. Nothing's going to change for me on October 1st, is it?
No, the changes that are taking place on October 1st are for individual customers purchasing individual insurance.
Gary Mizell of Western Health Advantage, you're part of a much smaller company, maybe closer to that local scenario that Ray is describing. How does your world change on October 1st?
We're expecting a lot of folks to begin shopping or at least looking. Open enrollment runs for 6 months from October 1st through March 31st, so we expect a lot of people to start to look through the web-based enrollment system to see what their options are, to see whether or not they are subsidy eligible, and to just start the shopping experience. We don't expect a lot of folks are going to enroll the first day or two. In fact, we think folks are probably going to go back maybe five or six times to the web portal before they actually make that buying decision over the next, 6 months or so.
Now, the critics in Congress and this debate that's sometimes very difficult to understand going on in Congress suggests that the implications of the implementation and the creation of these exchanges and marketplaces is going to increase prices across the board. Do you see a price increase, a premium increase for customers such as myself and others over the next 18 months as a result of what's going on with the Affordable Care Act? Ray?
Yeah, so you'll see a variety. You'll see for some individuals, prices will increase, and for others, prices will decrease. It depends on such factors as age and possibly what type of insurance you've purchased today. So depending on the state in which you live and the type of benefit that you select, it's quite possible to see both extremes occurring.
And Gary, how about you?
Yeah, I agree with everything Ray said. The big difference here is while the underlying core premium may go up a bit, when you layer on top the subsidies that millions of folks across the country will be eligible to receive, the net cost of their monthly premium will probably go down for a whole lot of folks because of the effect of those government subsidies. So I think you have to look at it post-subsidy premium rather than pre-subsidy premium.
But then, Gary, you're just going to jack up the prices for people who are already using Western Health Advantage and can't go anywhere, right?
No, we're not, because we're a community-rated plan. So we rate based on the health status of the population in the communities we serve. And it is age-banded. Ray is correct. There is an age cell for every age between the age of 18 and 64. So every age, each of us will age into a new rate cell. So there's going to be gradual increases in premium as one gets older. But other than that, I think it's going to be normal underlying healthcare trends. I don't think that anyone expects the ACA to cause dramatic price decreases. The hope is that it's going to bend the cost curve downward so that the future increases of healthcare aren't at the levels that we've seen for the past two decades.
Gary Mizell is CEO of Western Health Advantage out in California. Ray Smithberger, so if my premium takes a big jump in the next year, it's going to be only because of some sort of basic trend in the industry based on my age, not because Cigna really sees an advantage of getting more revenue from people who can't afford really to move anywhere else, like, you know, someone in his 50s with a family of five.
So on individual premiums, there are many factors that could play into what sets your premium. Gary had mentioned, you know, the age factors. With the 2014 new policies, there was also in some states an increase in benefit levels. You may, as an individual, also decide to prefer the predictability of a copay plan over the possible flexibility of a higher deductible HSA eligible plan. The other thing to keep in mind is that the rates that we set are actually approved by the states as well. So we go through a process in which we have to implement certain factors in our rating criteria and then review those with the states. So we're not arbitrarily setting rates in the insurance market. Those are actually regulated and reviewed by state and federal agencies to ensure compliance.
Now, to both of you, I don't want you to wade into politics at all, but just in general, you've done all this work and you're ready for what's happening this week. I mean, based on all of that, does it make any sense to delay this for a year? Is that just another headache, or would you go along with that? Ray and then Gary.
We've made a commitment across the industry to supporting changes effective on 10-1.
Gary Mizell, what do you say?
I personally think it would be a travesty if we didn't move forward and just see how this works. California is ready to go. We're going to proceed regardless of what happens at the federal level.
Gary Mizell, CEO of Western Health Advantage, and Ray Smithberger, General Manager of Individual and Family Plans for Cigna Insurance. Thanks to you both, guys.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.